Dave Moore on Today FM.
I know my next guest from shows like Better Call Saul and Rome. She's the voice of Friday in the Marvel Universe. And of course, you'll know her for her incredible performance as Siobhan in The Banshees of Inisherin. Kerry Condon is one of our very own, and she's one of the stars in the upcoming F1 movie. That's honestly incredible. She plays Kate, the Formula One team technical director. And she's joining me now today, live from London. Kerry Condon, good morning.
Why didn't you make the trip over?
I would have loved to have made the trip over. They didn't let me.
Lousy.
I know. How about that?
Yeah, I'm surprised. Because the last virtual was in China. So I figured.
Yeah. Here I am sitting on the green sod, and I can't even get across you. Kerry, how are you?
Good, thanks very much. Yeah, happy to be here.
Well, welcome home. Welcome to your Irish interviews. Do you miss us here?
Yes, and I can't wait for everyone to see the movie, to be honest, and hear an Irish accent.
It's unbelievable. I'm so glad. Like in so many of your parts, you've kept your Irish accents, whether it's Friday or The Walking Dead. You've always managed to negotiate this into your contract. I love hearing that accent come through.
Great. I'm glad. Yeah. And such a big part in such a big American movie too. It's kind of, I'm proud of it.
Yeah. And was there any conversation around it, or was this straight away, you were like, look, I'm going to do this, or they were suggesting that you do it this way?
Yeah, because obviously like Formula One is very global, and a lot of the other characters, there's all sorts of different nationalities represented. So this to them was perfect. It was another flavor to add to the team.
It sounds, yeah. It honestly sounded so great, because as you said, it's got everything that a big blockbuster has. And then cutting right through is the brilliant Thurles accent. I absolutely loved it.
Great.
And the film itself, listen, I said on my radio show the other day, I was like, I think this is the film of the year. And I really mean that. Like, it's so, have you, I presume you've seen it. Sometimes I talk to actors and they haven't seen it. What did you think of it?
Yeah, it's hard when you've been involved in something, you know, to see it objectively. And particularly this one, because this was so much fun. I mean, it really was. Like, we were really encouraged to have fun all the time. And it was a movie that we traveled all over the world. So, I mean, it was just crazy getting to go to all these places that we got to go to. And it was the only movie really where I was kind of reluctant for it to come out, because I don't want it to be over.
And look, I'm somebody who, I don't have the F1 bug. I haven't watched that Drive to Survive thing. So I was going into this as probably the bit of the audience you're kind of really hoping these people love it. But like,
perfect.
We can tell everyone, you don't need to love F1. You're going to love this movie.
Perfect. Yeah, that's really important. And hopefully my character sort of explains things in a way that if you don't understand what's going on, Kate will kind of give you an idea of whether you should be panicking or not be panicking.
She definitely does that. She does.
Yeah, good.
What's your driving experience like? I mean, you're going into this as technical director from an F1 team. I mean, what about Kerry Condon's driving? I mean, what was your, did you pass your driving test first time round?
Not first time round. No, same. For me, three times was a charm. Now, but I have a theory on that. I think they wanted more money. Think about it. Yeah. If they fail you, you have to pay to do it again.
You do. And you probably pay for lessons.
And I'm a really, really good driver. I'm not blowing my own trumpet now, but I actually am a really good driver. And I can drive manual, which in America, a lot of people can't drive manual. But my father, like, is a haulage contractor. So I did grow up around, like, a garage. And, nice. And my dad would have pointed out cars and stuff and has lorries and things. So I was well aware of, like, just being around that sort of thing. And he would point out cars. And I always had like my dream car. So I was into cars, but I didn't know anything about Formula One.
And now you can go back to him and go, listen, I'm going to design a carbon fiber side wing. It's going to make everything 10% faster.
Yeah, I'm not that good.
No, I hear you. And listen, the lads racing, like, I think it's important to point out to everybody, they actually raced these cars. It wasn't just like, oh, put Brad Pitt in a green screen and away we go. But like, did you watch them do that? I can't imagine that. That's like, it's nerve wracking.
It's cool in the cinema too when you see them. Like, I noticed, like, you can see Brad's, the zip of his thing is flapping in the wind. You'll notice that if you pay attention, like, that's how fast it's going. You can see the costume like sort of vibrating. I watched it the first time when it was all very exciting and we all gathered around the monitor and we could see all the cameras. And then I saw how fast they were going, and all I could think of is, Oh, geez, what if something happens?
No.
So I kind of didn't want to watch it after that. I just really like it just made me really nervous, and I'd rather ignorance was bliss really for me with the boys racing. Yeah.
And sometimes when you're shooting those scenes and you're in the paddock, right, and the F1 race is starting to happen all around you, and you guys were literally there. A lot of my friends are F1 super fans, and they talked about seeing you guys, you
Yeah.
know, in the different places at the races. But presumably that cuts down the amount of times you can do a take or something. Like, it's way more live, right?
Yeah, we only would get like little increments of like at 2:38 to 2:45, we're shooting this scene, or and it was like maybe two, like the Parc Fermé when we score our first point. You
Yeah.
know that we had two takes and 5 minutes to shoot that scene.
That's incredible
It
pressure.
was, but it was like a real bonding moment because it was really like the cast and the crew were kind of one because the crew were under the equal pressure as the cast. We all had to nail it and focus. I mean, the focus guy had to be in
He
focus
had
or
to
we
be
were
in
screwed.
focus. Yeah.
You know, so it really was this feeling afterwards where we would all like cheer and give each other hugs. And it really was such like we were like a team. It
That's
was pretty
brilliant.
amazing.
Okay, Kerry, elephant in the room. You're the love interest of Mr. Brad Pitt. I've got to ask this question. How romantic is an intimate scene with Brad Pitt on a set like this in reality?
In reality, it was scheduled for 8:30 on a Thursday morning. So there you go.
That's all we need
Right
to know.
when you're really feeling pretty.
Yeah.
That
Thursday
was what it
morning.
was. That's the reality.
Now we all know. Did you go to the Ursuline College or secondary school?
Convent, yeah.
Convent, right. So you're from Thurles. The fellow who works on my show, Cathal Minogue, is a proud casual man. He told me he went to not one, but two Debs with girls from the Ursuline. And I'm just wondering, did you guys cross paths here? Do I need to ask any more questions?
I only went to one Debs, and that was my own Debs.
Not with a fella called Cathal Minogue.
No, I went with Eamon
Eamon
Owens,
Owens, okay,
who played the
right.
butcher boy. Do you remember the butcher boy?
Yes, I
That
do.
amazing actor. Yeah,
Amazing.
I went with Eamon Owens, and yeah, and that was like the only Debs I went to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, as long as I just want to make sure he wasn't anywhere near you. That's the most important thing.
God forbid.
God forbid is right. Come here, you love your horses, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So, choice then. An afternoon of brushing and watering and feeding and riding your horses, or an afternoon on a shoot with Brad, Javier, Damson. What are you picking?
I'm going to go with my horses,
Great answer.
but in order to pay for the horses, I have to go shoot with Javier and Brad. So,
That's fair enough. It's a
kind of
fair
need both.
balance. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I just want to thank you for flying the flag for us. We're so proud of it. You're doing it in
I
so
hope
many different things. Oh, no,
so.
we really are. Genuinely, Kerry, we really are. The whole country is behind you. And whether it's yourself or Killian or Saoirse or Colin or whoever, you're all doing brilliant. But particularly, we followed you so closely. So congratulations on this particularly, but on everything. We're really proud of you.
That means so much to me. Thanks a million.
Not at
Really,
all.
thank you.
All right, Kerry. Well done. Talk to you soon.
Take care. Thank you. Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.